All right, so again, the Trump news just moves so motherfuck fast that, again, like, we're just kind of putting together these clip shows and figuring this thing out, and then you should not expect us Monday through Wednesday. Mm-hmm. All right, expect us back Thursday through Sunday. Anything Monday through Wednesday should be extracurricular shit, and I'll put little clips up via the Wine Cellar Entertainment RSS feed. All right, let's get into more of this shit as this Trump business flies through. What is this, the beginning of the second week?
Yep.
Yeah, this is like day 8, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. All right, let's go. All right. WineCellarMedia.com. William J. Jackson, a.k.a. Dark Skin Nigglesworth. Phoenix Kaliter, a.k.a. Uppity Negress. Very active on Twitter. Continuously being like in the top mentions, is what they call it.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, and the top mentions above Trumplestiltskin. It's interesting and fun. We started this Sunday morning with some a quesadilla and a couple of tacos. Good time, because she had to go to work at like 5 a.m. And I was like, I'm going to make this woman a taco. You know, and so we put that whole business together. But we got to do Wine Cellar business. All right, so news and whatnot.
Okay, so because I'm on Twitter now, because Facebook be fucking up my shit, we have Delete Uber, which is for people who want to delete the Uber app, not just cancel service and not use the service, because the CEO of Uber is affiliated with Trump, works with Trump, is on Trump's financial committee, and they opted to let their drivers go in to pick up people from various airports, including JFK and O'Hare, in the height of Muslim ban protests overnight. And those Muslim ban protests are obviously racist as fuck, right? This is not letting people in the country, not letting people, detaining people who are already here. And that's what we're doing there. And then, of course, also on Twitter is talking about Bannon, right? Hashtag Stop President Bannon is trending because he is on the Security Council for Trump, also heads up Breitbart. Incidentally, Breitbart framed these Muslim ban protests as terrorism, terrorist acts, because that's what they fucking do. The headline on Breitbart today, Terror Tide Group CAIR causing chaos, promoting protests and lawsuits as Trump protects nation. So I think, of course, it's important to talk about the countries that Trump is banning Muslims from, right? No countries that he has special interests in. And, of course, not keeping America any safer. Also, incidentally, people who were born in countries like Iraq and Syria are no longer allowed into the United States, even though these people are now official citizens of European countries and Canada. A MP, politician from England, UK, is no longer allowed to come into the United States because he was born in Iraq, even though he is a UK citizen and politician. But, you know, it's about our safety. Don't you feel safe?
Ah.
Feel safe.
And then New York Times, Josh Keller and Adam Price, they posted something about tracking Trump's agenda step by step. And of course they have their write-up on it, but then they have something that's, it's a bit charted, right? Like if it's executive order, propose a plan, House approval, Senate approval, sign into law, right? So they have repeal and replace Affordable Care Act. And the order Mr. Trump signed may have limited effect, and Republicans need votes from Democrats in the Senate to enact a robust replacement plan and build a border wall and get Mexico to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have executive order highlighted. Again, this shit's moving so damn fast. I don't fucking, as a matter of fact, that's a... that's a hyperlink. So Trump orders Mexican border wall to be built and plans to block Syrian refugees as published on the 25th. Mm-hmm. And so President Trump on Wednesday began sweeping crackdown on illegal immigration, ordering immediate construction of a border wall. Yeah, so this is all shit that he's done verbal and on Twitter. Nothing signed.
Some things are signed. They are already started signing executive orders to start funding to build the wall. And then as far as the Muslim ban goes, they signed it. However, the ACLU has been on point since the first moment of that signing and has already gone to court and got some of it blocked so that people who are here now in America cannot be instantly deported as Trump's ban suggests they should be. So we're going to see what happens with that court battle because the ACLU was fucking on their shit.
And impose import taxes. Nothing there is highlighted. Suspend immigration. That one just says executive order. There is no list. It just says that. Approve Keystone XL pipeline. Executive mm-hmm. order highlighted. State Department approval still grayed out. Abandon the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which a lot of people like. They use the language of it was dead already. That just means it didn't have any. It didn't have public support. And there was no motion on it, but that doesn't mean it's dead. Like that's people that want to celebrate too soon. Mm-hmm. You know, like they'll do it again. And executive memorandum is what he has on that. Ban foreign aid groups that give abortion counseling. Yeah. Executive memorandum and nominate a Supreme Court justice. That has announced nominees, Senate hearing, and Senate approval. So that doesn't even go through the House.
Oh, yeah. We're going to check that on, I believe, Thursday. Trump said Thursday he was going to announce his SCOTUS picks.
And he said that on Twitter, didn't he?
He did say that on Twitter.
Jesus Christ.
Because the media is all fake news, except for Breitbart and InfoWars.
Though, you know what? Again, like I said on another episode a couple episodes ago, like, Trump still is doing this and talking straight to the people. These, like, so-called progressive Democrats need to do that shit, too. Like, fucking jump on a Facebook Live, start mm-hmm. doing YouTube Live. Like, fucking, you have a smart device in your pocket that you can talk to the planet with.
Yeah.
Start talking. Mm-hmm. And stop just arguing against Trump. Get up there and say what the fuck you want to do. Jesus Christ. Viral exists now.
Yeah.
He has cut taxes. None of that is highlighted. Invest in American infrastructure. None of that is highlighted. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and the thing is, invest in infrastructure, that's not going to be government investment. He's going to fucking let private companies do it.
Yeah.
So basically, he's going to turn McMurrica into New Jersey.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like fucking every 5 miles, drop in $2.
Yep.
Just private owned roads is all you're going to get. And the thing is, like, they're going to do that to city roads. Like, how we want potholes fixed out here, mm-hmm. they're going to let private companies do it and then charge you.
And something, too, that I want to point out, I think that this is going to be, and I told you so after the fact, is that a lot of his infrastructure plan involves getting international corporations involved because this is his plan to help rejuvenate urban low-income areas, read Black Hoods, by putting foreign companies in there to, quote, create jobs. But also, this is a man who hates immigrants. This is a man who has suggested that Black people need more stop and frisk in their lives. So I am concerned, as a Black person, of what's going to happen when we have increased police presence, and he's threatened to do martial law in Chicago. And then you bring in outside corporations from non-white countries. I am concerned. Ah. Yes.
And then published at 3:05 a.m. January 28th on the Victoria Advocate by John Wilcox. A fire destroys a mosque, and it says cause undetermined.
Well, okay.
Fire destroys a mosque. Cause undetermined. So flames engulfed a Victoria Islamic Center, destroying the building in the pre-dawn hours Saturday as congregation members watched from the curb. They're overcome with emotion. Quote, it's a house of worship, said the Shahid Hash- Hashmi, the president of the center. Firefighters and several engines were dispatched to the burning building at 201 East Airline Road after 2 in the a.m. Fire crews and police officers arrived to find the mosque completely consumed in flames, said Babylonian Chief Jeff Cowan of the Victoria Fire Department. Now, because of the fire's intensity, firefighters practiced defensive tactics, spraying water from extended ladders to control the flames.
So I would point out that something this article missed is that this particular mosque has been set on fire before.
Ah, that's fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
You have the date?
I do not have the date. I can find the date.
Yeah. And Paul Holbert, a clerk at a nearby 7-Eleven convenience store and gas station, said he called the fire department just before 2 in the a.m. after he saw smoke and flames while taking out the trash. He said he noticed nothing suspicious at the mosque before or after the fire. Really, Paul Holbert, working at the 7-Eleven. He didn't see nothing weird going on around that little terrorist house before that it got set up in righteous flames. Well, I ain't seen nothing. Uh-huh. I ain't no bloody lager or grass.
A lager. I'm not a lager.
We've been watching Wentworth. fucking... Now when this gets reposted to, I think Think Progress really hopped on this one before Raw Story, which Think Progress and Raw Story are the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, they aggregate and then boost up the headline, right? So like the headline that came from I don't know if it's propaganda. It is. It's propaganda because the headline is like a left wing kind of pop at you headline, while the Victoria Advocate, they put fire destroys mosque, cause undetermined. Of course, we the people are like, undetermined, get the fuck out of here. But John Wilcox, the journalist, doesn't want to come across as sensational.
Right.
While when Think Progress puts the story in their aggregation, their headline is, hours after Trump signs Muslim ban, Texas mosque goes up in flames. Which, and all they did was add an extra fact that isn't part of the story, but it's part of the context.
Right. And also, apparently this mosque, I take it back, was not set on fire. It had vandalism done. People spray-painted slurs on the mosque. And then also a nearby mosque was set on fire 3 weeks ago.
Jeez.
So, you know.
Yeah, that, that's going on.
This is going to be the first time in history that conservatives say correlation does not equal causation. Wait and see.
Oh, and then I'm going through my saved stuff from the social networks. Larry Dunbar is a black conservative, Republican, however the fuck he identifies. He's a right winger. And he's a black right winger that I follow. I never interact with him. I just follow him. And he amuses me because he's just so generically right wing. Here goes Larry Dunbar. This is how you stimulate a state from the federal level. You give the states a loan based on its ability to repay it, just like any consumer who would like to have a home loan. Now, it's a long post. And I stop there because what he doesn't know is that inadvertently excludes all the right-wing states.
I would point out also that would exclude Illinois. Because Chicago, the city itself, has defaulted on so many loans it's fucked up our credit rating as a state. So it's interesting.
And is Chicago run by Democrats?
Chicago is run by Democrats. Chicago has been blue as fuck.
Democrats are very different from Republicans.
They're very different. It's a whole other color. So that's very interesting to me because a bunch of states, particularly red states, and in a lot of ways, Illinois is a red state, right? Like, we have enough people in Chicago proper to maybe be blue in a presidential election, but overall, Illinois is pretty conservative once you get within 40 miles, 50 miles maybe outside of Chicago. So, all these people who had this, what was the term they used? Economic anxiety, right? all you fucking white people in Southern Illinois who are farmers, that's your shit that they're talking about. They're talking about you don't deserve loans for new farm equipment. They're talking about you don't deserve loans for your private businesses, personal businesses, small businesses. They're not talking about blue states. They're talking about you. You're causing them economic anxiety, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's dance it forward.
Politics is weird and creepy, and now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
With a bunch of hippies and wacky tobacco planters who swallow lit roaches and light up like jack-o'-lanterns. Outsiders, baby, and we suing the courts, cause we dope as fuck and only get a tune to sort. Yo, they never should have booted me out of reform school. Deformed fools taking the shit in the warm pool. So they threw me out the Ramada Inn.
I said it wasn't me, I got a twin. Oh my god, it's you, not again. It all started when my mother took my bike away, cause I murdered my guinea pig and stuck him in a microwave. After that, it was straight to the 40-ouncers, slapping teachers and jacking off in front of my counselors. Class
clown breast. All right.
Fuck the next lesson, I passed the test guessing. And all the other kids said, Eminem is a diss head. He'll never last, only class he'll ever pass, he's his head. Maybe true, and I told this bitch in gym class that she was too fat to swim laps.
All right, let's go ahead, let's see about it.
This show is fucked up.
So let's go on over to MSNBC, and again, like we're clipping it together on the fly, if you will, for the Black Podcast. An anti-choice individual was invited on MSNBC, and I mean, you could tell what it is. It's for the intent of them to be wrong. Because, I mean, like, and I think that's what that person knows going on MSNBC. That's what I know. Like, if I'm invited to Fox News, I'm there so I can be the opposition. You know, like, they just want me there so they could be like, we hate this guy together, right? He's going to say things that we disagree with, right? You know, like, you're a guest in the echo chamber. And so, but let's see how this one handles herself. She's going to bring her ideas to the table. Very, very bright individual, very wise, well thought out ideas from this individual.
You're personally against abortion. That doesn't matter. It's what matters is that you choose, that you support a woman's right to choose whether or not she will have her abortion.
Yes, yes, that's
right. No, of course, a majority of millennial women don't oppose abortion. You can't get to numbers like 7 in 10 by excluding the largest
of millennials
generation. Okay, hold on. You're new to this, so I'm gonna just say, Kristen, you're new to this. So here's the deal. We can only talk one at a time because nobody can hear anybody if you're talking over each other. It's like bad radio. So we.
Well, what's with her face?
The white woman. When she said, like, you're new to this, she went from smiling to be like, oh, bitch, you didn't just say that to me.
Yeah, and that wasn't the... And it's like, how come they're not explaining this to people before they come on the program? Like, if somebody calls on the Blog Talk Radio, we'll let them know. Like, there's, like, a half a second delay. So if you think someone's done talking, they might still be saying something else.
Well, I think that that's intentional to go with the making them look intentionally uneducated or ignorant to be like... All right, newbie, let me explain to you how this works live on my show because I'm the OG and you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, so now basically classist Democrat Joy Reid can talk down to the lowly peasant.
I want to try to make sure we talk one at a time. So I'm going to let you back in, but I'm going to let Jess finish, then I'm going to come back to you. Go ahead, Jess.
And I think it's really important to put a pin on that particular point. If you personally believe that abortion is not the correct choice for you, obviously, we're thrilled to march with you. If you then take that and extend it to other women saying, I'm going to make that choice for you, that was where the inclusivity of the Women's March on Washington ran out. It is about making sure that we can stand up for other women, and my liberation comes with your liberation, and that's what inclusivity means to us.
So Kristen, you have, a lot of... conservative Christian voters. I mean, Donald Trump won about 80% of evangelical voters, and partly on this idea that he...
Yeah, but not on the Christian part. He won because he was the biggest white supremacist. Like, again, like I have a very old episode titled Christianity is the Smile on the Face of White Supremacy. Because what she didn't point out there, Joy Ann Reid, who makes way more money than me to not point this out, was that Donald Trump won the evangelical vote in the primary over Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
All right? The guy who fucking, who went to a church, and when they were doing the communion thing, mm-hmm. he thought it was the offering plate and put money in it. Yeah. You see, so they didn't vote, the evangelical vote didn't go to Trump because Jesus, it went to Trump because he's chief white supremacist.
I mean, but it did go to him because of Jesus, though, because they have reframed Jesus as a white man.
Yeah.
Who is a white supremacist,
yeah.
Republican Jesus, who wants guns and hates immigrants and hates poor people. And the entire idea within Protestantism is that if you bootstrap hard enough, you can show you are one of God's favored because you're a financial success.
And if he has more money, that means he's more righteous.
Exactly.
Yeah, he actually, so we have, they have elected Republican Jesus. All right.
Was going to make the Supreme Court more conservative, or at least keep it the same way as it was when Scalia was in. The two people that Donald Trump has proposed putting on the Supreme Court, you have a judge named Gorsuch, Neil Gorsuch. He's a 10th Circuit Appeals Court judge, principal deputy associate attorney general under George W. Bush. You also have Pryor. And his name is William Pryor, another appeals court judge from the 11th Circuit from Alabama. If one of these judges were to get in, like,
yeah.
Right, but do you hear the way she said Alabama?
Alabama.
Fucking southern states. White people in southern Alabama. I heard that.
In your...
Yeah, and now because they get to be hardcore again because they're not in the primary anymore and they don't have to go against progressivism. Now they can pretend they're progressive going against conservatism.
Right.
Ideal situation, Roe v. Wade were to be overturned and abortion were to become illegal across the United States. What would then happen to a woman who was in at risk of dying giving birth? Would you expect that woman to essentially die to give birth?
Well, let's talk about abortion in our country. Abortion at one time was illegal.
All right, let's not answer that question right now. All right, okay, let's see where she's going.
Echo chamber facts. Let me bust out my echo chamber facts because I wasn't ready
to give birth.
Well, let's talk about abortion in our country. Abortion at one time was illegal in our country.
And a lot of women died.
Actually, those statistics are false because the two abortionists who made those statistics up admitted later on that they had falsified those statistics.
I don't know.
When we look at it, there was only two women who died from illegal abortions. Only two. Okay. Okay.
Women
we can't
who
just
are
say
at risk.
Things that I don't know who you're talking about. Your names of the people.
Now, remember when she, how they opened the program? Remember this?
Abortion, that doesn't matter. It's what matters is that you choose, that you support a woman's right to choose whether or not she will have her abortion.
Yes, yes, that's
right. No, of course, a majority of millennial women don't oppose abortion. You can't get to numbers like 7 and 10 by excluding the largest generation.
Believe it should be legal
okay, hold on, you're new to this, so I'm gonna just say, Kristen, you're new to this, so here's the deal. We can only talk one at a time because nobody can hear anybody if you're talking over each other. It's like bad radio. So just say, Kristen, you're new to this, so here's the deal. We can only talk one at a time because nobody can hear anybody if you're talking over each other. It's like bad radio. So here's the deal. We can only talk one at a time because nobody can hear anybody if you're talking over each other. It's like bad radio. Anybody if you're talking over each other. It's like bad radio. For each other. It's like bad radio. We talk one at a time. So I'm going to let you back in.
Two patients.
Let's bring it back to where we were.
Statistics up, admitted later on that they had falsified those statistics.
I don't
when
know.
When we look at the women
we can't
who
just
are
say
risk,
things that I don't know who you're talking about. Do you have names
Bernard
of the people
Nathanson
you're talking about?
And Larry Lather, who are the co-founders in NARAL.
No, I'm pretty sure Larry Lather is not the person who had an abortion. She asked for names. Who would have fucking names?
That's why she's smiling.
Smirking, really. Not so much smiling.
Yeah, that's just that counts as a smirk. That's a big smirk.
It is a big smirk, but it's like, fuck you. That smirk, yeah.
And what would happen, and let's stick to the specific question, if abortion were illegal and a woman were at risk of death if she did not terminate a pregnancy, what do you think should happen to that woman?
Well, first we have to clarify those cases are extremely rare in our country.
What should happen?
When we talk about those cases where it is a woman's life.
Yeah. Can I point something out about this? Is that there's always the conversation in abortion and reproductive rights of like, but what about the women who will die? But what about rape and incest victims? And everybody else who gets an abortion is left out because that is framed as that's what abortion is. And it's like, but in the long term, what happens when you can't afford prenatal care, you can't afford to feed your kids, the gender pay gap exists for you, you're being denied jobs and access to getting promotions because of your race, because of where you're from. So yeah, technically there's a lot of women who get abortions who would not necessarily die because of pregnancy, but will die later on because they can't afford health insurance. And their kids will die because they can't afford to feed their children, right? So I think that the entire conversation around, but what about women who will die during pregnancy is an incredibly misguided conversation because we need to talk about what happens after these children are born and they are given lead-contaminated water. What happens when these children are born and they are adversely impacted by air pollution because corporations don't have regulations? What happens when these children are born and they get to 12 and become a child who was killed by police because they thought he was a grown-ass man? Right? That's what we need to talk about. Not just fucking who is having an issue when they're pregnant. What happens when these children come into existence and be born? But we don't want to have that conversation.
These are the same type of people that, like, they're like, well, how about safe, legal, rare? Which is so fucking, like, that's putting the ball in the right wing's court. Fuck rare. Abortions all the time.
All the time.
Fucking drive-through abortion stands. Like, fucking, like, I don't care if somebody gets abortions for fun, if every 10 months they get an abortion for fun.
Or let's talk about people who say, when you're married, or you're in a domestic partnership with a man, you are obligated by white Republican Jesus to put out for him whenever he wants.
Yeah.
And you get pregnant. You're not allowed to say no to men's sexual advances, but you're also not allowed to have abortions or access birth control before the fact?
And then also, and the thing about, like, even if, like, say Democrats are in power, right?
Mm.
And just going by the way Republicans see things, Democrats are killing jobs. Mm-hmm. So that means that man can't get a job, mm-hmm. but you want them to have all those children.
Well,
yeah.
If white Republican blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus didn't want you to have those babies, he wouldn't have allowed you to get pregnant.
Ah, all right, let's go.
Is in danger, at risk of death. We talk about when the OB is treating two patients, and you don't go into that situation with saying you have...
Hold up. So she says the OB is treating two patients. Except only one of those patients pays the OB's fees. Only one of those patients...
What is OB?
Obstetrician, right? So that's what they call typically a female doctor. It's kind of cis-sexist, yes, but a female doctor, right? OB-gyne. So obstetrician, gynecologist. So the person who does your pap smear is the person who does your prenatal care, the person who would be able to perform an abortion if... wanted, desired, necessary. So when you say that the OB is treating two patients, that is a falsehood because only the pregnant person is the one paying the OB for services rendered, not the fetus.
Ah. Oh, yeah. I guess. So she's trying to frame it as the fetus is already a person.
Right, the fetus, yes.
Okay,
yes.
These people are so weird, I don't understand them. Like, you had to explain that to me.
Yeah, she's framing it as the fetus is already a person, so when a person is pregnant, the OB is treating two patients, what's best for the pregnant person and the fetus. But the fetus don't fucking pay your bills. The pregnant person pay your fucking bills. The pregnant person pay your fucking fees. Not the fetus. Okay.
I'm telling you, man, this America shit really does need to fucking When I was a teenager, I used to argue, like, fucking let each state be its own country, but break it up into fucking regions. Like, let fucking Nevada, Washington State, and fucking Oregon and California be a fucking country.
Which, it's ironic you said Nevada, because Nevada has legal brothels. How do you think OBs in Nevada handle unplanned pregnancies in a state that has brothels, but also limits access to birth control before pregnancy?
Under the table.
Whew.
They still got to get paid. Bills still exist.
Bills still exist.
One patient. You have two patients. And sometimes children are delivered early. They're delivered early to give the mother every chance of life and also to give the child every chance of life. But they don't go inside of her and dismember her child.
And what? So you think a woman...
Now, I have to point out, yes. If this was on Facebook Live, people could see it, but just... this podcast audio, but she smiled after she said that because these people aren't actually disgusted. Right. That's just their talking points that they hope disgust to other people. Because, yes. If you really thought that a child was being dismembered, you wouldn't smile.
You wouldn't smile, but also the fact that she says that it's two patients. Two patients implies two separate people because these are the people who are obsessed with the idea that life begins at conception. Because...
All right, then pull it out as soon as it's conceived and put it on the table and let's see. Get to work, little bastard. Go get a job.
I mean...
Without the umbilical cord.
I mean...
Nah.
Should basically face the risk of death in order to give birth. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying we can give her child every best chance of life. You know, medical technology...
See, and Joanne Reed is smirking too. That's something that I knew I was going to think this when I saw that it was Joanne Reed and it was MSNBC and I saw the title. That they set this up just to be one so that the MSNBC regular viewers can just be like, what the hell? And the people who left the TV on after Joe Scarborough was over can be like, what the hell from the other side? You know, because Joanne Reed just fucking smiled.
But see, I would also point out that, and you know, we love to critique the GOP. We also like to critique Democrats. But in this particular instance, what you need to take into account is that when women cannot access, or pregnant people, cannot access prenatal care, when they cannot access vitamins and healthy food, they are more likely to have premature babies. But those premature babies, wait for it, are...
What?
Sick because of pre-existing conditions that were allowed because of Obamacare. You know, ACA. So when you repeal health insurance for people, they are not allowed to be covered because of pre-existing conditions they had as a malnourished fetus who, you know, wasn't able to have the same health, who wasn't able to have the same doctors, who wasn't able to have the same prenatal care as other fetuses. So when you talk about they have two patients, if you legit think that a OB is treating two patients, you need to make sure both patients can access prenatal care. They can access a healthy diet. They can access healthy food. They can access a healthy income to provide a healthy child to be born. But there are implications of premature children being born who later cannot be covered on health insurance plans because they had pre-existing conditions. Fucking pick a side! Pick one!
They can't. They can't and they won't.
Ideological purists.
Yep, that's what the Bernie bros are.
So you remember that time that Bernie said everybody should make $15 an hour and I was like, I would fucking love $15 an hour? Yeah, fuck that fucking guy.
Yeah, and then you got other niggas in the social networks that are like, that's not big money. It's bigger.
It's bigger. It's bigger. Like, but, you know, the Democratic Party is where fucking activism goes to die. So do you want me to be the same as I was or do you want me to be at least incrementally better than I was? And give me a fucking chance.
Nope. If it's not what And now me at $19 an hour, if it's not what I think is big money, no, you can't have it. That's why we're not Democrats.
Is astounding. One of my interns last year survived being born at 21 weeks in utero.
But what about
no chance where a woman's going to say, we have to deliver, you know, we have to abort this child. You deliver the child and you give the child every chance, all the medical resuscitation.
I just want to know.
And you treat that child. And maybe that child.
I would like to know this intern she's speaking of. What is the race of this intern? Because, yes, technically speaking, a fetus can be born at 21 weeks, even though I think 24 or 26 is the more federal guidelines. But I would like to know, at 21 weeks born, what race was this child? Because I know hella black kids who were born prematurely to, quote, crackhead mamas that were raised in foster care and nobody wanted. They talk all this mad shit about every life matters, but nobody wants kids in foster care.
Child won't survive because our technology is not able to sustain his or her life, but we don't go inside of her and shock that baby or give that baby a heart attack.
Okay, this is a really important.
Again, she's smiling as she says that. Chop up that baby or give that baby a heart attack. She smiles about it.
Point for why these decisions need to be left up to women and medical doctors. I think it is really critical that, especially in these life or death situations, it's a doctor and not an ideologue that is having this discussion and making those plans.
But we're talking about, that's a very rare case of abortions. That's only about 3% of abortions occur, rape, incest, or the true life of the mother.
Okay. So I would like to point out that I actually agree with a pro-life person on that particular thought, is that it is a minority of abortions that are life or death situations, but that doesn't negate what happens of being pregnant, being alone, being poor, being non-white, and trying to figure out what the fuck you gonna do with this pregnancy. That is not part of their pro-life conversation. The same people who say, but you can have a baby born at 21 weeks who survives, are the same people who say, but Michael Brown was a thug, but Trayvon had it coming, but maybe if black people just stopped this, that, and the other, they wouldn't be killed by police. Fucking pick a side, nigga. You pro-life or you not?
They're pro, we've gone over this before.
They're pro-birth.
No, they're pro-punishment.
Pro-punishment.
Yeah, because the giving birth is the punishment for dirty, nasty, unbiblical sex.
Which, ironically, is one of my most popular tweets right now with the March for Life. I said it makes sense that the March for Life people are pro-birth because they're pro-punishment.
What about rape?
What about a 12-year-old who's impregnated by a relative or by their own father?
I believe that child should not suffer the death penalty for the crimes of his father.
So you think a 12-year-old should be forced to give birth?
I think a
state.
Child deserves to live, and
but, I mean,
a child should not be
question.
A
my
child
question.
Should not should be this destroyed.
But when she says, "I think a child deserves to live," which child? The 12-year-old who got pregnant because they were raped? Or do you mean that fetus you think is a child? What? Which child?
Yeah.
The crimes of his father.
Should the state force a 12-year-old to give birth? Just yes or no?
Well, I think Roe versus Wade needs to be overturned. I think
so
the decision goes back to the states. But I never think a child should be destroyed because of the crimes of his or her father.
So she's essentially saying yes.
And she just, again, I can't get over the smiling. On both sides, the smiling is disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. And my thing, yeah, there's a smiling, but also my thing is, like, to say a child, you know, by which they mean an unborn fetus, shouldn't be punished by crimes of the father, but at the same time, these are the same people who fucking can't stop masturbating to the idea that black people deserve to be killed because their parents did crack, right? When Tupac was shot, well, his mama was a crack fiend.
Well,
he had it coming. When fucking Freddie Gray, right? That was what they fucking put in the papers on popular media. Freddie Gray, son of a drug addict, but y'all want us to fucking die like that. Yes.
And literally masturbating, because the parts of the continent where most of these people are, you know, these are the kind of people that still believe in that Emmett Till sort of shit, where it's like, you come near our women's and we got to kill you.
Yeah.
And then they also have the highest rates of searches for interracial pornography.
What? Ebony porn? What?
Well, and interracial in pornography means black man, white woman. Anything else is specified.
Which also I would add to that, it's not only black men, white woman, but it's also black woman being specifically abused by white men.
Yeah, not like where it looks like, you know, folks are just getting it on, but where it's like ghetto gaggers.
Or it's like the ghetto gaggers, oh, bukkake over this black slut.
Yeah.
Like, that's the fucking tag. But, you know, whatever. It's cool. Pro-life.
All right. Yeah, tangenting. Here we go. This will be the bulk of the episode.
Probably.
Yeah, because, I mean, this clip we're going is 9 minutes, and I didn't announce it at the beginning of the segment, because I was just like, fuck it, we're doing the whole thing, because it's Sunday Wine Cellar.
To a 12-year-old being forced to give birth. So Roe v. Wade is law of the land. It has been law of the land for 44 years, and we expect any Supreme Court justice to uphold that law. But I want to pivot back real quick in that eliminating access to abortion will not eliminate abortion at all. It will make it unsafe. And we're at a record all-time low of unintended pregnancy.
Women are dying today.
Hold on. No, there's actually no...
She jumped in from the background, said women are dying today of legal abortion.
Okay, but the women who die from legal abortion are a significantly smaller minority than women who died from unsafe abortions. Because when you don't have access to abortion, it's herbal abortions.
And also, how come they're not like a... You know what? Before I say that, I should say that I haven't been following forced birthers for a long time, so I don't know. Are they publishing lists of the ones that died and linking the articles with them to actual, like real news outlets with real journalists?
Okay, so what they do, generally speaking, is link someone like... Who the fuck was that guy? Kermit Gosnell? The guy who was doing, like, the... backdoor shady late term abortions, but they don't discuss, like, you know, because they hate Planned Parenthood, right? So, oh, Planned Parenthood does abortion, but they don't discuss the names of women who have died from abortions from Planned Parenthood.
That's because say her name doesn't matter on their side. Because they hate her.
They hate her.
Statistics to back that. And we're also at a record low of abortion because of more funding for family planning and reproductive health.
Let's talk about that real quick, because we don't have a ton of time. Let's go through really quickly. We have a bunch of stuff here. The cost of what if we no longer cover contraception under the Affordable Care Act, how much would an IUD cost across the United States? We have a map of that. So that's element 7. Sorry about that for my producers. So this is showing sort of what the cost would look like and how much it would go up.
Wish I had producers. All right.
I wish I had
after the ACA if we don't have that. The next map, mammograms obviously would also go up in cost.
Mammograms
because
that Planned Parenthood doesn't do.
What?
Okay, so
what?
The forced birther just jumped in and said mammograms that Planned Parenthood doesn't do. So that's that's her claim.
I will very kindly point out I have had both a mammogram and multiple pap smears at Planned Parenthood, and those were the only people who were kind enough to write me a prescription for birth control for several months. But fuck Planned Parenthood.
Well, Planned Parenthood, we offer breast cancer screenings, and then we refer out
your
just like any other healthcare provider.
Your cancer screenings have dropped by half.
Yeah, so
Parenthood's preventative screenings have dropped by half.
Alencia actually works for Planned Parenthood, Alencia actually works for Planned Parenthood, so we're going to make sure that she's the expert on what Planned Parenthood does and doesn't do, just to be fair. All right, so here's my question to you.
Why are you reports on their website?
So you said you're saying you know more about Planned Parenthood than Alencia, but who works there?
I read Planned Parenthood's annual reports, which show that their cancer screenings have been slashed, their prenatal services have dropped in half, and while their taxpayer dollars have gone up, they've only increased their share of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood used to commit one in every five abortions.
Hold on. So, are you familiar with the Hyde Amendment?
I keep forgetting.
Okay, so the Hyde Amendment, which ironically passed by, you know, blue Chicago but red state Illinois state, was allowed in to suggest that nobody should be allowed to provide federal funding to abortions. So when somebody says Planned Parenthood funds abortions, they do not. abortions are given by specifically independent funders, not so much federal funding. They're not allowed to get federal funding for abortions because of Planned Parenthood. And that is why abortions range in price depending where you go. And I am now half tempted to tell my abortion story. I'm tempted. I might.
Now Planned Parenthood commits one in every three, despite the fact that abortions have gone down nationally.
Let's let Alexia answer that, and then I have one more question for you. Just like any other medical provider, healthcare provider, even my OBGYN, you go in for a cancer screening and you're referred out for a mammogram.
Right.
That is what Planned Parenthood does. We say we provide breast cancer screening, and that is the work that we do.
And you can't get a mammogram without that referral.
Exactly.
And you can't get it.
So and do you worry, Jess, that we're also going to get into the area where we're starting to talk about the legality of contraception, where that's going to be a
conversation? Oh my gosh, yes. I think the fact that we have a president who has been on the wrong side, on both wrong sides of this issue. He went
too
far.
We're not talking about contraceptives here.
He went too far for the anti-choice movement when he said that women ought to be punished for having abortion. And he went obviously on the wrong side of the anti-choice issue when he said that he was pro-choice and believed that. This is a guy who is clearly, he has no principles to stand on here. So he's willing to take it as far as he thinks is politically necessary to do so. That could obviously target birth control.
So, let's try, hold on. Time out.
So this is, again, one of those things that I think we need to point out is it's not just the president specifically. It's how it falls down on states, because there are states specifically where they have the Freedom of Religious Acts, right? That's
what
they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can't get Plan B. You can't get your particular contraception. But this is the thing. When you deny contraception to women or people who have uteruses, and then you don't allow Plan B, which is like extra emergency contraception, basically, these people are going to get pregnant and they're going to want an abortion. And they don't talk about that. They don't talk about how, you know, the pill, IUDs, how NuvaRing, how Plan B can prevent pregnancy, to prevent the need to have abortions in the first place. Because echo chambers and rhetoric and talking points.
We're out of time. I want to try to see if we can end on at least one note of agreement. Because everyone who is around this table and virtually at the table agree that at least that contraception should be legal. You think it should be legal, Tristan?
Absolutely.
Contraception?
I believe certain forms could be legal, yes.
What forms could be legal?
I don't believe abortion causing contraception should be legal.
What kind of contraception are you talking about?
She's talking about Plan B.
Wait, Crooks and Liars, their video player had a hiccup there. Let me run that back.
Okay.
They have a crappy, crappy video player.
That contraception should be legal. You think it should be legal, Kristen?
Absolutely.
Contraception?
I believe certain forms could be legal, yes.
What forms could be legal?
I don't believe abortion causing contraception should be legal.
What kind of contraception are you talking about?
That would be hormonal contraception, IUDs, which terminate the life of...
Hold on. So, hormonal contraception specifically refers to the pill. It refers to, NuvaRing. It refers to IUDs. That is what is given for... people who have uteruses, contraception. So basically, she low-key, intentionally or not, educated or not, ignorant or not, said that anything outside of condoms doesn't count as valid contraception.
Early embryo.
IUDs? So you think IUDs should be illegal?
I don't think they should be legal.
Interesting. All right.
They put women at risk and they kill children.
Wow.
I like how she's putting on a pretend surprised face. Like, that's why the segment producer brought her on the program. That's why the bosses at MSNBC greenlit the segment, so that she could come on there and say ridiculous things to your audience. Pretend to be surprised. Like, Joy Reid put on such the surprised face.
I kind of want to low-key tell my abortion story. Can I tell it?
Yeah, we got to speak up into the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, when you drink, you go in and out. Let's end this segment, though. There's more on this.
Okay.
What about the birth control pill?
I do not think it should be legal. I should actually think that it shouldn't be legal. But that's not what we're talking about.
But
in the
Nobody in the pro-life movement is talking about contraception.
You are
you're
the ones
saying,
that talk about contraception.
You're saying that the pill should not be legal. But you just said, I just want to get, hold on.
Kristen, we can't talk at the same time. I just wanted to get just clarity. Mm-hmm. You think that the pill and the IUD should be illegal, right?
In my ideal world, yes. Wow. But I don't think that's actually something we're working towards in the pro-life movement. In the pro-life movement, we're working towards abolishing abortion. Ah. And that's why we want Planned Parenthood's federal money going to federally qualified health centers, which do contraception.
Okay. Well, we have gotten some real clarity. I think the American people have gotten quite a bit of clarity on what your movement wants to do. I think it's important that we do that.
I'm speaking for myself when I talk about contraception, because there's a lot of opinions in the pro-life movement about contraception.
All right.
And we've gotten yours.
Thank you very much. Jess is going to be back in our next hour. Thank you to Lindsay Johnson, who actually works for Planned Parenthood. Actually, she works for Planned Parenthood, so we're going to go with her as the expert on that. Much more AM Joy. And thank you very much to Kristen Hawkins. We appreciate you. Much more AM Joy.
All right. So Phoenix Kaleeder's here right after this segment. I stopped and restarted it because she's actually triggered and going to tell an abortion story. Kind of crying right now, but we're working through it.
So there was a time that I didn't have money and I had to do street-based sex work to make money, and cops in Chicago found me, and the agreement was, we will not arrest you, we will not prosecute you, we will not put you in handcuffs if you provide your services for free. But the thing about services for free is that means you are letting cops fuck you. And the result of that is a pregnancy, because I couldn't get Plan B quite quick enough. And the result of not being able to access Plan B quick enough is a pregnancy, right? Because you essentially got raped by cops. And the ultimate conversation around that means that you're pregnant and you need to figure something out. And when you figure something out, that means you go to Planned Parenthood and they tell you you're pregnant, and you go to Planned Parenthood and, I mean, you low-key know you're pregnant, but you also know you cannot fucking carry yet another white cop's child to term. So you go to Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood tells you that we'll give you an abortion, but because of mandates, you have to have the ultrasound, right? Not just an ultrasound, but an ultrasound that is transvaginal. So they put this thing in your vagina and look at the baby, and they make you look at the baby and say, but it's only 6 weeks, so this is the time. And you make a decision. Do you want that child in you? Do you want that fetus in you? Or do you want to get rid of it? But in order to get rid of it, you have to acknowledge that you looked at the fucking ultrasound pictures. You have to fucking acknowledge that you couldn't get Plan B. You have to fucking acknowledge that your insurance, your shitty ass state insurance, because you were in poverty, wouldn't cover birth control, wouldn't cover your IUD, wouldn't cover your NuvaRing, wouldn't cover your fucking pills. And now here you are getting this fucking transvaginal, and it hurts, okay? It hurts physically. It hurts to have this fucking thing stuffed up your vagina to look at this fucking fetus that you didn't want, because it only exists because some fucking cop in Chicago raped you. And you want the abortion, and they don't want you to have the abortion. They want you to be punished for existing and having a uterus. That's what it was, right? They want you to be punished. And so you say, yeah, okay, I'm going to go through with this abortion, but you have to look at the fucking ultrasound pictures first. That's what it was. So when they say that you can't have access to the pill, when they say you can't have access to an IUD, when they say you can't have access to Plan B, this is the result, right? Your fucking feet up in those fucking stirrups with someone sticking a fucking ultrasound wand in your fucking pussy to tell you what you already fucking know. That you got pregnant because somebody raped you. That is what they want. Because they want to punish you for existing. They want to punish you for the fact that your reproductive system works. And then you say, I want the abortion. You say, I can't carry this child to term. You say, I have these fucking pre-existing conditions. I can't carry a child to term. And they say, we know. That was the most fucked up thing. The chick at Planned Parenthood, she was so sweet. And she was like, I know. But this is the law and I have to do this to you. And she put this fucking thing in my vagina and it hurt so bad. And people didn't care because pro-life. I had to look at the pictures because pro-life. Nobody cared about what would happen if the child came to term and was born. Nobody cared about what would happen when I couldn't afford food, when I couldn't afford medical care, when I couldn't afford to live because I couldn't afford my own fucking health insurance. They didn't care. That's what it was. And so you go and you do it and you think about harm reduction. You think about mitigated damage and you do it. That's what abortion is like. It's not a fucking party. It's fucking sitting in a waiting room full of women who are crying because they couldn't get abortion. It's fucking talking to a Muslim chick. Oh my God. I was talking to this Muslim chick who felt so bad. She was almost suicidal. She had to have an abortion because she couldn't get birth control. It was talking to white women who were poor as shit, who couldn't access birth control. It was fucking talking to black women who were poor shit and couldn't get fucking IUDs. It was brutal. It was a fucking waiting room full of women crying because we couldn't access birth control and we all had to have abortions for one reason or another because we weren't allowed to tell our husbands no, because cops found us, because we didn't understand how menstrual cycles worked. There was a chick, she was fucking young as shit, and she'd never been through fucking comprehensive sex ed, right? Never been through comprehensive sex ed. She didn't even know how she could get pregnant. And it was a waiting room full of women like that. It wasn't women who were like, I'm gonna get pregnant on purpose to fucking get rid of this baby. It was a fucking room full of women who were in tears. It was tragic. And the people at Planned Parenthood, they were fucking hardcore as shit because they knew none of us wanted to be there. None of us had even wanted to get pregnant. None of us could keep these kids. None of us could stand to be pregnant. And that's what it was. And when the funding got cut, that's how you knew it was about punishment and pain and not about pro-life. Because the same people who wanted me to have that child and bring him into the world and fucking have another child that I couldn't take care of are the same people who didn't want me to have birth control. You didn't want me to have birth control on purpose because you wanted me to be pregnant on purpose because raped by cops, and say, well, it's your responsibility now, while cutting fucking welfare, while cutting fucking food stamps, while cutting fucking Social Security, while fucking denying jobs. That's what you wanted because punishment. That's what y'all do.
Oh, this is stop.
That's fucking
good. Okay. Try to break through, it's like forever. Can't change the weather. Yeah. And I'm going back where I've been.
All right. So I'll actually go ahead and isolate that audio, and I'll go ahead and put that up on the SoundCloud. And the SoundCloud, folks should know, automatically goes to Wine Cellar Entertainment in iTunes. I don't have it in the other RSS feeds yet. Well, I do have the application up with Google Play, so let's see how that works out. I don't have the one that was Stitcher yet. Podkicker and TuneIn and Last.fm, those should be really fast when I get to those. Alright, so yes, that is a real, actual account of an abortion story from an oppressed person. But, you know, they won't... You're not going to hear that on the MSNBC. You really are not. Ever, really. Alright, so, and that was Phoenix Kaleeder. And that isolated audio, I'll put that one in the Facebooks and tag folks so folks can check that out independent of this episode of The Wine Cellar. And remember, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund or paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. All right, thanks for checking us the fuck out. Loneliness. Dun, 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 dun. Boo, doo, 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 doo. What's that shit? CellarMedia.com.